Well, I wrote a song called Andersonville about my great-great-great uncle, whose name was Asa Powell, and he was from southern Illinois, and fought on the Union side, and wound up in Andersonville prison and died there. It's maybe one of the most depressing songs that I ever wrote. You know, and I've written a few.
It's a lot to get into 5 minutes.
Well, it's one of those songs. I wrote it to, you know, try to approximate melodically and lyrically a 19th century ballad, or how someone would speak in the 19th century to some extent. And in the tradition of 19th century ballads, yeah, when I first wrote it, I had about 25 verses. And then you just begin the whittling down process. You know.
In the spring of 61, I kissed my mother goodbye. I put on a blue uniform and I fought for Lincoln's side. Till I got caught by Johnny Reb in the woods near Chapel Hill. And I wish to God he'd have killed me then, but he sent me to Andersonville.
My Aunt Margaret, who was sort of the historian of my mother's side of the family, and, you know, she was one of those gals that was ancient when you were born, and then she lived another 50 years. But one day my mom took me over to her house, says, your Aunt Margaret wants to give you something. And she had a box, an old 19th century, you know, basically sort of a little bit smaller than a cigar box. And inside of that was a tin type photograph of my great great uncle. And you know, like on enlistment day, and he's in his uniform. And then there was a glass plate photograph of him at Andersonville, basically like a mugshot. And then there was all of these things that he carved while he was there. He carved like wooden dog tags, and he carved rings, and like a little mumbly peg game. And so that's sort of like a, you know, a treasured thing in the family. So yeah, years later I decided, well, you know, it might be a good thing to write a song about.
I dug a hole with my bare hands in the red Georgia clay, 'cause there ain't no shelter from the sun or the cold wind or the rain. And I'm too damn weak to stand up at all, so I just lay quiet and still. And they can bury me in the hole I dug when I die in Andersonville.
You did get in quite a bit of historical detail, and I wondered if that was handed down through your family as well, or did you have to look into the digging of the holes to find shelter, and the complete lack of food, or the food that was there was rancid, or?
There was a letter, but the letter in the box, but the letter is basically just saying he was captured and died in Andersonville. You know, so I figured if I'm related to him, I must have a part of his brain and my DNA, so I could see things through his eyes. So I just kind of, you know, anytime you write a song, no matter what you write it about, you try to put yourself into the eye of the character.
I dream the same dream every night of a woman that I never know. She's standing by her warm fireside, and she whispers that I've come home.
Was that photo that you got of him in the camp, is that what you reference in the song where, you know, it sounds like the look on his face is incredibly hard?
Yeah, it's you really, when you look at the two photographs between the tin type of him in his uniform on, you know, whatever, right after he enlisted, or, and then you look at the glass plate photograph that was taken in Andersonville, it's hard to reconcile the two guys. The tin type photograph of my great-great-uncle, Asa Powell, is very wide-eyed, you know, innocent, and we're gonna go fight the war, here we go, you know. And then the Andersonville photo is just a whole other thing, you know. Well, my dad was in the Signal Corps in World War II, and besides being in North Africa and D-Day and Battle of the Bulge and all that, he was had photographed the liberation of Dachau. And so some of his photographs of the Dachau survivors, you know, that same look in the eye, you know, just It's hard to put into words, you know.
Well, you put it into a song very well. Thanks very much.
Some men are born to preach God's word. Some men are born to care. And I guess that I was only born to die in Anderson. I guess that I was only born to die in Anderson.